ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टकी। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग भागवतम 10th कैंटो 7th चैप्टर 6th श्लोक। औद्धानिकौत्सुक्य मना मनस्विनी औद्धानिकौत्सुक्य मना मनस्विनी समागधान पूजयति व्रजौकसः समागतान् पूजयति व्रजौकसः नैव शृणोत् वै रुतिथं सुदस्य सा नैव शृणोत् वै रुतिथं सुदस्य सा रुधन स्तनार्ति चरणाव उदक्षिपत् रुधन स्तनार्ति चरणाव उदक्षिपत् औतानिक औत्सुक्य मना। मदर यशोदा वॉज वेरी बिजी सेलिब्रेटिंग द उत्तान सेरेमनी फॉर ऑफ हर चाइल्ड। Manasvini, very liberal in distributing food, clothing, ornaments and cow according to necessity. Samaghatan, to the assembled guest. Pujayanti, just to satisfy them. Vraja Okshaha, to the inhabitants of Vraja. Na, not. Eva, certainly. Ashranot, did hear. Why? Indeed. Ruditham, the crying. Sutasya, of her child. Sa, mother Yashoda. Rudhan, crying. Sthana Arti, Krishna, who was hankering to drink his mother's milk by sucking her breast. Charanav Udakshipat, out of anger, threw his two legs hater and thinner. Translation and purport given by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The liberal mother Yashoda, absorbed in celebrating the Uttana ceremony, was busy receiving guests, worshipping them with all respects and offering them clothing, cows, garlands and grains. Thus she could not hear the child crying for his mother. At the time, the child Krishna, demanding to drink the milk of his mother's breast, angrily threw his legs upward. Purport. Krishna had been placed underneath a household handcart, but this handcart was actually another form of the Sakatasura, a demon who had come there to kill the child. Now, on the appeal of demanding to suck his mother's breast, Krishna took this opportunity to kill the demon. Devasi kicked Sakatasura just to expose him. Although Krishna's mother was engaged in receiving guests, Lord Krishna wanted to draw her attention by killing the Sakatasura, and therefore he kicked the cart-shaped demon. Such are the passions of Lord Krishna. Krishna wanted to draw the attention of his mother, but while doing so, he created a great havoc, not understandable by ordinary person. Thus, these narrations are wonderfully enjoyable, and those who are fortunate are stuck with wonder upon hearing of those extraordinary activities of Lord. Though the less intelligent regard them as mythical because a dull brain cannot understand them, they are real facts. These narrations are actually so enjoyable and enlightening that Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami took pleasure in them, and other liberated persons following in their footsteps become fully jubilant by hearing about the wonderful activities of Lord Krishna. Om Ajnananti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Sakshulun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadabhayam Dadati Swapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapata Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vidham Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vidham नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे नमो नमः वांछा कल्पदरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे औधानी कौंसुक्य मना मनस्विनी समागदान पूजयति व्रजौकसः नैव श्रुणोद्वै रुतिथं सुतस्य सा रुधन् स्नार्ती शरणा उदक्षिपत. द लिबरल मदर यशोदा अब्जर्व्ड इन सेलिब्रेटिंग द उत्थाना सेरेमनी वॉज बिजी रिसीविंग गेस्ट वर्शिपिंग देम विथ ऑल रेस्पेक्ट एंड ऑफरिंग देम क्लोथिंग काउज गार्लैंड्स एंड ग्रेन्स. दिस शी कुड नॉट हियर द चाइल्ड क्राइंग फॉर हिज मदर. एट द टाइम द चाइल्ड कृष्णा डिमांडिंग टू ड्रिंक द मिल्क ऑफ हिज मदर्स ब्रेस्ट एंग्रिली थ्रो हिज लेग्स अपवर्ड. हरे कृष्णा. टुडे वी आर दिस actually this Bhagavadam is Purana, have all the informations in each and every sloka. One sloka itself is enough to understand all the philosophy, practical, all everything. This is Purana. So in this verse and the purport is very beautiful. So in this, what we can understand means we can understand three aspects. The one is that samskaras. What is the samskaras? And the second thing is that we can understand the story of Sakatasura, and also we can understand why this modern people don't understand Krishna Leela, and they simply they tell this all mystic. This all just false. So these three things we can see little bit. So speaking Sakatasura's story in Bhagavadam, we just see very few one or two slokas only for about this Leela, but in Garga Samhita we can see this full description of Sakatasura's killing, and also we can see who is Sakatasura and what he did everything. So The Garga Samhita is telling like this: Koyam Kurubhanto Kushali Daitya Udgaja Nama Bhartu Aho Krishna Bhat Sparshatu Kado Moksham Mahamune Hiranyaksha Sutho Daitya Udgajo Nama Maitila Lomacha Ashrame Gajanu Vrushna Shurni Karaha. So the thing is that there was a Muni. Actually, yesterday Janardhan Maharaj, His Holiness Janardhan Maharaj, told this stories, but still I will tell the story. Lomacha Muni, I think you know about him. He is a very elevated devotee of Lord Krishna, and there is a story about Lomacha Muni also. I will tell that. So once Indra want to build a palace for himself. So what he did means, he called the architect and he told to build a very nice, beautiful palace. And the architect also, he also built the big, nice, beautiful palace. And by seeing this, Indra was not happy. He demolished completely and he told, you build one more beautiful. So again, what happened means, he was building the palace. But still, Indra was not happy. So like this, again and again, they were building and demolishing and building and demolishing. So, in meantime, what happened means, Indra, he just saw one Muni was sitting in one place, just having one leaf in his head, burger. You know, this is banyan tree, big banyan tree leaf, one he just kept in his head, and he's having small few kusha in the ground, and he's sitting on that. So Indra was just approached to this Muni and asked, why you are don't have any shelter, house or bhajan kutir for yourself? So this Muni, he told, for a small short life span, why should I build a house? But actually, if we understand what is the lifespan of Romaharsha, that also described in the same story. It's that told Lomaharsha has so many heirs in his body. So Indra saw what there is some in some part a bunch of heirs were not there. Somebody plugged like this. So he asked, what happened to your this heirs? So he told, I was respecting Lord Brahma, so each Brahma left their body, I just take one air and throw it out. It means plug it. That means this small bunch means, just imagine how many Brahmas he has seen. So his lifespan is so big, but still he tells that a very small life I have, because of that I don't want to build any house. So he is, Lomacha Muni is very renounced. He is completely renounced. He is completely detached from this material things and is very, very elevated person. He doesn't have any ashram or he doesn't have anything, and he just was residing in some one forest, like one vital. So like Vrindavan, it's a forest. So, in such a place, there was a demon named Udgaja. He is a son of Hiranyaksha. We know about Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So, here Varaha Muni incarnate to kill this demon. So, his son is Udgaja. He is very powerful. He is very powerful. he is not only powerful, he is a little puffed up with his power. So what he was doing means, just to exhibit his power, the very big trees he just plug and throw it like that. So just by seeing that, usually the devotees are very soft and very humble peoples. So this Lomacha Muni also just saw this, and without any reason a person is just plugging a tree, and just root by root he is plugging and throwing out. Why he is doing such thing? This is a mischief, should not be happened. The life, the tree is also a life, and that have the rights to live. But why this person unnecessarily goes and troubling the, killing the trees? And he got angry and he cursed. Because you are bodily puffed up, you do all such mischiefs. So Lomacha Muni, he cursed that Udgaja, you will not have any body. No body. If you don't have body. So what happened means, this Udgaja immediately just his body left, and he just came out from the body, and he realized, oh, he did a mistake. It's not a small mistake. So he went and he apologized for what he did. Then that time the Lomacha Muni told that this is the next Manvantara. Lord Krishna will come and he will liberate you. Just by touching his leg, you will be liberated. So he gave this var, means boon. Because of that, this Udgaja, he doesn't have a body. In early body, he was just roaming everywhere. And he took shelter of Kamsa. And when Krishna came to this earthly planet, he came and this Leela happened. So what we can understand from this story means, actually, I personally always think, how this demons getting very easily liberation. Our devotees, we are chanting, and very early morning we wake up in the Mangalarati. From that time we do our sadhana, and everything we one by one we do, and still we don't have really, we don't have confidence that we go back to Krishna, because still we have all so many contaminations in our heart and everything. But the demons like this Udgaja and the Bhutana, what they did in their past life, why they got liberation very easily? But actually speaking, it is not easily. He without body, he was suffering for more than one Manvantara. You know what is Manvantara means? It's very big, long time. So 70 chaturyugas, 70 chaturyugas. More or less, one Manvantara means 70 chaturyugas. So more or less he was living without body. Can we imagine such thing? So but so he did that. So that's why, and that, so that is a very difficult thing. But still this devotee Lomaharsha Muni, he gave a blessings. Because of the blessings, or because of the curse, the Loma, this Udgaja got liberation. It is not Krishna don't want to give liberation to a person like a demons, but still the devotee has promised that Krishna will come and he will by with his pada sparsha, pada sparsha, touch of his lotus feet, you will liberated. So we can understand this, why this demons getting liberation. And the second thing we can understand now, this modern people, they don't accept all these leelas. So for example, I was working in a hospital, there I tell to my colleagues some of the Krishna Leela stories. So when I was beginning with Krishna Leela story, I told there was a milk ocean, there was a honey ocean, and madhu ocean, like that I told to my colleague. Immediately he was started laughing on me. And he told, are you believing such things, even in this modern age, like that? Yeah, this is what happened when our devotee goes to preach and tell that to the public who is not even having any introduction with ISKCON. If you just tell them, they will ask you this question, you are believing? It is not that they don't believe, it is secondary, but they are surprised that we are believing that, even in this modern age. But actually, we can understand this Veda means jnana. Jnana means knowledge. This and the ancient times, the knowledge means only Vedas. There is nothing else. So, but today what happened means the place of Veda, the science has taken. Modern science. What is this modern science? This modern science means just depending on the sense perception, only on the sense perception. I am seeing this clock, then I believe, yes, I have clock. That's all. What I am seeing, I am believing. What I am hearing, I believe. What I am touching, I can believe. So this is what a sense perception. So they are minimized with for the sense perception. But in ancient time, the Vedas was accepted as authority of knowledge, authorized knowledge. Even more than the science we recognize today, those days the Veda was accepted and recognized as, it's very important. It's very important. But those days, science researches does not only depend on the gross sense perception. For the human development, today we are thinking this science and technology did a very big revolution. But actually, there is nothing about this. If even this never happened, we can live very happily only. My grandfathers and grandfather were happy. When they don't have any internet connection, those times they don't have any idea about internet also. But still they were very happy. There was no electricity, but they were happy. Everything was there. They were eating, sleeping, everything nice. There was no they were all happy. But still today we have all this, but no one is happy. And today science is a superstition. We are believing. We are just believing the scientists are telling the black hole. It's just super. We want to believe. That's all. There no option. But Veda is not like that. Veda is telling. Even Krishna is telling. Raja vidya, raja hugyam, pavitram, idham uttamam, pratyaksham, dharmyam, susugham, kartam avyayam. You practice and you can understand. So that is what Veda also. You practice. You put in your life. And you can understand. So, but these modern people, they don't have belief just because they want to see grossly. They want to have perception. They want to know through their senses. So they cannot understand. But for devotees, it is not limited only for the senses. It is more than the senses. So they practice, and by the practice they can understand. The Science of Self-Realization book is there. We can see that Prabhupada, how nicely he is arguing all with all scientists and other peoples. And the third point, we want to discuss about the samskaras also. The samskaras, here Mother Yashoda, the child just turned back. So that is, and that is a very auspicious samskaras happening in, even in today also, in so many places, in South India, in Brahminical houses, there are so many samskaras they are doing. So some people, even in ISKCON, they ask why we need to do these samskaras. What is the why we want to do these samskaras? This is very simple, that we don't want to go with very deep philosophy, but just in Bhagavad Gita 9.27, Krishna himself is telling, yat karoshi yat ashnoshi yat jugnoshi yada yat yadati yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva mat arpanam, is the meaning. I will read this, the translation. Whether you do whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give anyway, and whatever austerities you perform, do that so, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. So this is, that's all. This is very simple. This is an offering. So the whatever we eat, we offer to Krishna. Whatever we wear the clothes, we offer to Krishna. The house we are residing, that also we offer to Krishna. And the vehicle we are driving, that also we are offering. This all common, nobody ask why we are doing. The same way, the first activity of eating the grains, the activity is also we are offering to Krishna. It is known as Anna Prashna. The first time we start reading, we are learning the Vedas, starting the Akshara, is known as Vidyarambha or Akshara Vyasa. And the same, like that, there are so many, what you can tell, samskaras are there, Vidyarambha and Mundana and Karnavedi. Like that, there are other samskaras, upanayana, vivaha samskara. This is all we are offering, that our actions to Krishna. It's a very simple understanding. So, and if you want to go for next, in Science of Self, sorry, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that Prabhupada is telling that for our purification, we want to perform certain activities, like for our own purification, we come to the temple and we do pranam. Doing dandavat pranam will purify ourselves. Just by doing dandavat pranam also will purify for us. So like that, this samskara is also a purification rites. So the samskaras, what we are doing, why we are doing, means when we do this, we are committing. We are committing. For example, for initiation, we are committing four regulator principles. What we are committing, this four regulator principles, till date we have did this or not, we did or not, the secondary, but from now we will restrain from these four things. So like that, in Annaprashna also, when the child is starting eating, the priest will tell some rules and regulations. He will tell, don't take onion and garlic, because Krishna, now he is residing in the stomach as a Agni. From now, you should not put any tamasic food in your stomach. This is instruction will given to the parents, like initiation. So he will give to the parents. So the same thing. So Vidyarambha is also a commitment. He will commit. What he will commit? From now I sincerely study and I will live according to that what I studied. So like that, Vivaha. What is Vivaha? I will control my mind and sense and I will live with this one wife. So like that, this is all a commitment, and also by this commitment, if you follow these commitments, you will progress in the spiritual life. And the same time, this will reduce our past life vasanas, that means impressions we had. So the impression, the birth, there are so many births we had, so many bad impressions are there. For example, vasana, for understanding how we can give an example means, if here some foreigners, maybe they don't have any idea of vada, okay? So, but in South India, the vada is very popular. So what happened, I have eating vada every day in my house. The vada smell I know very nice. I know the taste of vada. So I like vada very nice. Okay. So in the circumstance, I go to a Japan or somewhere where no, vada is not there. So there is no vada at all. And I was literally forget about vada. After years and years and years, no vada at all. But one day, suddenly what happened means, somebody in their house, they are cooking vada. The fragrance came. Immediately what happens? My brain tells, oh, this is vada. Like that. So that is what, now maybe we think, okay, I put Kantimala, now I am chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, so now I forget all past, all things. But still, when the situation comes, and when this circumstance and situation comes, we will get the idea, we will get all these memories. So this memory can or may not lead to the sinful activities also. So that memory is known as impression, from last birth, last birth, last birth. There are so many births, we have so many memories, it is not, the impression is there in our shuttle form. We don't know when it will come out. So but the same time, if we perform this purifying rites, what will happen means, the two things. One, we have given the promise, from now I will not take this, this, this. That is one. The promise will protect us. And we had did in front of the fire, or in front of the deity, or in front of Vaishnavas, we did this, we give this promise, so the promise will protect us. The Vaishnavas will protect us. the fire will protect us, Krishna will protect us, Guru will protect us. So that is why we are doing this ceremony. And this ceremony is, what will happen means, it will, the another part of the ceremony is, samskaras, we have get together. And the relations with the Vaishnavas will be more thicker. By that, whatever we had so much yearning, we will give us donations. Here, Mother Yashoda is giving so many different, what do you tell, cows, clothing, grains, and etc. So many things she is giving. So like that, the charity also we will give. By giving charity, we will get a renunciation mentality also. We will get a renunciation also, renounced also. So, and by receiving this, the Vaishnavas, the what will happen is, they will also have a, they will also bless us. So like this, this samskara is very important for to perform. To... So this is our culture. When we do such things, we will, in a socially, we will progress. Not only I, you, or all together we will progress. So, Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Hi Vishnu, thank you for so much class. Don't you, every time we hear that whenever some curse is given, the devotee already knows the future, they tell that this will happen to me and this will happen. So how they know the future and how this thing happens?
Oh, See, usually, Vaishnavas, the elevated Vaishnavas like Narada Muni and other Vaishnavas, they are not living one, this 100 years or some 1,000 years. I explained here, they are living like 100 Brahmas, 200, they have seen so many Brahmas. And Lomarsha Muni saw more than 50,000 like that Brahmas. So, they are, it is not yugas, they have seen a Brahma. You understand what is the lifespan of Brahma? 100 years means, one day itself is 1,000 chatur yuga, and 1,000 night and 1,000 day. And like that, 365 and into 100. That is the Brahma's one Brahma's lifespan. Like that, this they have lived years, so many. We cannot even calculate that much years they have lived. So they can understand. See, we can even I can see if I put I can I know if I put switch, what will happen? The fan is going to switch on. The same thing. I know what will happen. If I put water in this tulasi, what will happen? That tulasi will grow. If I do this, what will happen? Because this is experience. So those Vaishnavas also, they have seen so many people life. Not one or two. So many. They have seen Brahma also. So, they can understand what is going to happen. That is why they are Trikala Jnani. They can understand past, present and future also. They can easily identify what will happen. That is what their tapasya also. It is not a, it's not a big thing. It's very simple to understand.
But what we see in Prabhupada also, there is a few things. Like, as far as I remember,
See, Prabhupada also is not a ordinary person. So he is also sent by Krishna Balaram and Radha Shyam Sundar. So because of the Prabhupada also have all the powers. The thing is that they don't exhibit that. Even if you see this Krishna Leela, in all the Krishna Leela, Krishna never had taken any weapons. In Vrindavan especially, he never took any weapons. Not only that, he doesn't do any mystic power. He just, what he did means, he just kicked his leg. And in Denukashra, just he took the one by one asses and they are just throwing. Krishna and Balaram, they are throwing. In all these things, they have not seen, they never show any big powers. The same, even Krishna don't show, because why they don't show means, because the rasa will be disturbed. The rasa will be disturbed. The Yashoda and others, and even the friends, they will feel little, the Aishwarya Bhava will be come and disturb. That's why they never exhibit any of the powers. Krishna never exhibit. The same as it is, the devotees of Krishna also, they also don't exhibit. They, even though they have all the powers. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur once, you know the story of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, somebody did a black magic to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He doesn't affect him anything. And also he went to arrest one person who is himself promoting that he is a god. He went and arrest him. So he had some mystic power. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur doesn't exhibit any of his power. The same time, he was very strong. The same thing, even all the devotees also, we can see they are having all the powers, but they don't exhibit. They are very humble, and the same time, they are very kind also. Because of their kindness, they are giving this curse. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Prabhu, you covered the whole sloka and purport. So, I have one question to just to mention that analogy of Samosavada.
Yeah.
So, I want to know that how long this will go, the smell of that vada?
Until you surrender to Krishna, the vasanas will not go. See, that is what the karma, what you did. If you cut a tree, you have a karma. So by the cutting the tree, what happened means you get an impression. Vasana you will get. So the vasana will be there, but you can suffer for the action. You will suffer, but the vasana will be remaining there as it is. That is why we are Vaishnavas, when we will not do any atonements. For instance, the people, they tell for Sade Sati, you know about Sade Sati, or some Graha problems, the astrologers will tell, you want to do this atonements, or you want to do this, that. By doing all this, what will happen means that it will clean the prarabdha only, but it will not clean your impressions, means your vasana will not go. Again, the vasana will be remaining same. You will have the attachment. You will have all these problems. But when you surrender to Krishna, when you start chanting and by Krishna's name only, if you are serious enough, then what happens means one by one the impressions will just go. You will forget. I know some devotees, they even forget their legal name. They forget their full legal name. If you just ask, they want to again recall, and again they want to tell. This is because they just chant Krishna's name and they just remind they are Dasa. Because of that, they have even forget their legal name. It is very surprising for the outside people. They forget everything. So, like that, the impression will, the vasana will go completely just by chanting Krishna's name. There is no any other option. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you for giving me a nice chance. I thank for Panchakoda Prabhu, Dharmatma Prabhu. Hare Krishna.